Evan, do you want to introduce the program tonight?
Hello! Yeah. So what we're doing is your favorite record sphere day in 7 seconds.
I love this kid. Right to the topic. No foreplay, no nonsense. Andy,
he doesn't even stop and pause and tell you the name of the show.
You could learn a couple
of things. It's 7 seconds today.
It's 7 seconds today with my dad.
And I wish is my dad.
Can you elaborate on that, Evan?
Wait, what?
Explain. You wish I was your dad?
Yeah.
It's okay. I have no feelings. Luckily, I was born without feelings.
How would your life improve, Evan, if I was your dad?
Well,
you'd be better at boating. A lot more boating time. You'd see a lot more grown men naked. He walks around naked.
Not in front of kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ever since that injunction came down.
Yeah.
Ever since that lawsuit.
The lawsuit, yeah.
Right. Well, you can't ignore that stuff.
Yeah.
So,
you wouldn't laugh as much.
So basically,
you get a lot more time to daydream while Ken is talking.
He'd learn a thing or two about fixing boilers.
Yep. Yep, your boiler would always be working.
That's a very marketable skill, you know.
Basically, yeah. What we do is we have 7 seconds. If you have 7 seconds to tell your favorite...
Tell us about your favorite day at the record fair.
And if no matter what, once we have 7 seconds, we're just going to hang you up.
Right, hang up.
Right, and now Evan, give the. I'll write down the phone number so you can tell people because they have to know what to call.
So,
wait, do you have it memorized, Evan? You've been listening to the show for a lot of years.
I've been listening to the show for like 7 years.
No. Do you know the number?
201-209-9368.
Evan, how old are you?
9. Well, I've been listening since I was 2. I remembered it since I was 7.
Tell me about the first time you remember hearing 7 Second Delay.
I remember when you called in as a kid.
It was a day like any other.
It was a day like any other. I remember when you first started to call in.
Oh, when I met Mo Willems.
Mo Willems?
Yeah.
Was that the first time you...
That was the first time I was on the show.
Oh, yeah, that was at the UCB Theater.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you met when he was one of your favorite authors. And we let you interview him.
Yeah.
And do you remember what your first question was to him?
What was the first book you ever made?
No, your first question was you had met him at a book signing a year earlier.
No, that's Molly's.
Oh, Molly said that? Molly said, do you remember me? Which I loved. Well, Evan, I'm so glad you're here helping us. Lord knows we need it.
So tonight's your favorite record fair memories, because the record fair is coming up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Brooklyn Expo Center.
The record fair is very important to Ken. You know why, Evan?
Why?
Because the station, you know, depends on the money that they make from fooling people at the record fair, from fooling people into buying...
Fooling people?
Well, buying into old CDs that people think for a moment there that they're going to listen to someday.
We're not forcing anybody to buy anything, Andy. Yeah. Oh, hey, your spokesmodel is going to be there.
No, I'm afraid I'm not.
No?
I am renting half a table. My company is, but I will be out of town, and Becky, our perky spokesmodel from our Kickstarter campaign, she will not be there. But my partner, Johnny Salentano, will be there. You could shake his hand. You can shake the hand of the man who shook my hand.
Has he shaken Becky's hand?
I will make sure. Yes, he did. You can shake the hand of the man that shook our spokesmodel's hand.
Does he have Becky's phone number?
He shook Becky's hand. You can shake his hand.
No, well, that's good. That's good. But it would be better if you could shake his hand and get Becky's phone number.
That would be. I wouldn't do that to Becky for $1 billion. I like the girl. But he will be handing out game cards from our game, and also we'll have our real life travel bingo there for sale, and the Andy Breckman cutout will be there. You can take pictures with that. So I wish I was there. I really do. I won't be there, but I understand it's in Brooklyn again.
Yep, Brooklyn.
That venue treated you well last year.
Oh, it's great. Best venue we've been at yet. Brooklyn Expo Center. Very spacious and airy.
Now, suppose someone wanted to get there by limousine, or you know, valet would drive them. What cross streets are nearby?
They would go to 79 Franklin Street in Greenpoint. I think that's it.
Okay. Is there parking there for limousines? Is there enough space for the limos to wait?
No. The limos could double park.
Oh, okay, excellent.
Why are you fixated on limousines?
Well, that's how I guess people would go, right?
Not really. No.
Dad.
What are some other options?
I think you can take the G train. To Greenpoint Avenue?
The G train. I should explain to Evan. That's G train is, Evan, what losers take. Mm. Losers when they need to travel around the city.
So that's what you take?
Yeah, that's what I take.
Okay.
Dear God, what hath God wrought? What have I created? I feel like Victor Frankenstein.
Good zinger, Evan.
Good zinger, buddy. Oh, wait. Uncle Ken's going to actually read the subway stops.
No, I'm just checking. I was correct. It's the G train at Greenpoint Avenue.
Oh, that's a great train.
And it's 79 Franklin Street.
No, that's a train for winners. That's a train for the cool kids.
So we're looking for people to call up and tell extremely lengthy Record Fair stories.
Hey, ask us how boring our show is, Ken. I'll tell you how boring it is. Our co-host for the day, Evan Breckman, is playing Minecraft while he's here in the studio.
Well, I'm just waiting.
While he's sitting between us. Now that's bad radio. That's a sign of bad radio.
Mm. Is it a sign of?
When your co-host is doing Minecraft, yeah.
Hey, at least it's better than WNYC.
So. Yeah, at least it's better. Hey, why don't you use that blurb? Why don't you use that blurb on your website, Evan Breckman? At least it's better than WNYC.
Evan, what's your problem with WNYC? I like that station.
Well, the thing is, my mom today.
Yeah.
Turned up WNYC to like 100% to wake me up.
Yep. Oh, really? So you woke up to Morning Edition or?
Yes.
To the news.
I woke up to Morning Edition.
To Satirious Johnson. So your mother uses WNYC to punish you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Evan, do your best imitation of the news on WNYC.
Hello, this is WNYC. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
That's it.
Wow, that's very...
That's it.
That's uncanny.
Wouldn't you get out of bed to turn that off? Actually, Beth, that's actually genius.
Yeah.
So the station's not completely worthless. Okay, so what we're asking people is... well, how was your week? Is that the end of our foreplay? Did you have a good week?
No, we still have pages 5 and 6 to go on the foreplay.
Hey, what's happening with our graphic novel?
Yeah, good question.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for asking.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
How was your show this morning?
Terrible.
You've got nothing good to say.
No, I'm not. I'm in a bad way.
Sorry. I'm really sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear about my game got recalled by the Center for Disease Control?
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah, can you believe it? Or my bad luck?
That's really terrible.
I'm shocker.
Because you were doing so well.
I know, and then.
But now we want to.
Then we had a little problem, and I believe it's the first ever. I believe it's unprecedented. A party game being recalled.
Yeah.
By the center, you can actually Google.
Well, it's infected.
You can Google my name and the word recall, and you'll see for yourself.
It could kill people, right?
The odds of someone getting hurt are so small. Look, don't get me started on this.
Yeah, but
it's infuriating. The odds are minuscule.
Yeah, but
you have more likely chance of being hit by lightning if you're on a golf course waving a golf club around, of course. But
yeah, but who wants to take chances with the Zika virus? That's what your game's infected with, right?
No, it's not the Zika virus. If you can actually Google it, Google my name.
Google Andy Beckman recall alert.
Yeah, I know it's recall alert.
Facebook.
Yeah, it's a real thing. Very, very infuriating because I really had a campaign.
Wait,
why
are there people in
hazmat suits? Yeah. Well, you have to. We'll do that after the show, Evan. But it explains it all in the little news clip there. So I had a bad week too, Evan. How was your week? We had
standardized testing.
Standardized testing at school. And how'd you do?
I don't know.
What grade are you in, Evan?
Third.
And what kind of standardized test are they giving you in third grade?
You have 30 minutes to do 14. No, you have 1 hour 30 minutes to do 14 questions.
Really?
Well,
you have
I taught him
an hour and a half to do 14 questions.
Yes.
And I taught Evan the secret is to sit behind the Korean boy.
Uh huh.
Right, so you can look over his shoulder, right? And that always that's the secret. Wait for them to sit first, and then and then pick a seat, not directly behind. Oh, my God, that is an amateur mistake so many people make. You sit catty corner. You sit to the side. You get an angle
One
view.
Row over and one back.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Or you can bring your phone and just...
Yeah, or you can be smart like you. I guess that's another way to do good.
Evan, how else does your dad teach you how to cheat?
No, I don't. I'm making a funny, funny, funny joke.
Well, what he does is he scans my report card, and then he...
Changes the grades?
Yes.
You do
that, Evan?
No, that's my honor roll kid. Otherwise, if you don't scan the grades and change the grades...
I am in the gifted class.
You don't get to wear that great bumper... You don't get to put that great bumper sticker on your car. My son's in the honor roll. I was determined to get that bumper sticker on. Hey, listen, how come we don't have a single call? Are that because we're so entertaining or because we're not entertaining?
It's because we're not doing what we're
supposed to do.
Yeah.
Look, we have the... We're like...
We're 15 minutes in and we...
Isn't that scary, Evan? Isn't it scary to be us?
We are way off topic.
Right. We're way off topic. Let's get back to topic.
Okay.
We have lots of fans out there. They're fans of the station and they're fans of the Record Fair. A lot of people have been to the Record Fair. We want to hear about the best day you ever had at the Record Fair. We don't have a call yet.
We don't have a call yet.
So we don't need to worry yet.
Yeah.
And Evan suggested that we do this topic, but Evan suggested that we limit your story. Once you start your story about the best day you ever had at the Record Fair, we limit you to 7 seconds. That's the name of our show, right? 7 second delay?
No, it should be like 14 seconds.
Why?
7 second delay.
7 seconds. Oh, you mean second means like double it?
No, 7 second delay.
Oh, because it's a delay. The word delay means longer than 7 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh.
But we'll just keep it there.
I was going to try to talk Ken into changing the name of our show.
We have changed the name.
How about this one?
It was called The Happiness Hut for about a year.
How about this one? Two rich white guys with no enemies. That's us, isn't it? Ken, isn't that us?
I'm not rich.
Two rich white guys with no enemies. That's a show. People would say they'd be intrigued by that.
Wait, Dad,
look, they love rich guys. People love white guys.
Dad.
Yeah. Most of our presidents have been white.
The person who sang American Pie.
No, I don't hate Don McLean. He's having a tough time.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't hate him. No, I don't hate anyone.
Well, I think Don McLean hates you.
Yeah. But I can't. I don't teach my son hate.
But he's an enemy, then.
Oh, I see. You think he's an enemy?
Yeah.
Two rich white guys with one enemy. That's a show. That's a title for a show. That's marketing. Who are these guys? How rich are they? Who's their enemy? People have so many questions. Let's change the name. Two rich white guys with one enemy.
Okay.
Okay.
Welcome to Two Rich White Guys.
Hi, welcome to Two Rich White Guys with One Enemy.
Today we have to do 7 seconds.
Evan, it looks like we have our first call.
Okay, get ready.
How do you hang up?
No. I'll show you how you hang up.
Evan is going to be the hammer.
You see that button?
Yeah.
The drop button.
Yeah.
That's how you hang up.
Okay,
but hold on, Evan. But don't do it until he starts his story. First, we want to get his name. You don't start it right away.
You're on the air. What's your name? Beth?
Oh, it's mom.
It's mom. Okay, and mom has 7 seconds.
But
right?
Mom's never been to a record fair.
I have. Was going to say something else.
Oh, what, honey?
Don't condone cheating, and don't think you're confusing Evan.
No, I'm not confused. Evan is sharper than that, honey. He knows.
Okay, good. Okay. And then do we have plans with?
You have 7 seconds. Go!
No, you can't hang up on your mom. We love mom. No. Mom gets.
Done.
Okay, I didn't hear what you said. But,
okay, fine. Okay. Wait, did you already hang up?
Yeah.
Hit the drop button.
Wait. Okay.
There you go.
That's where we are. We've given the number out a number of times.
201-209-9368. Come on, give us a call.
We've explained our premise, and no one has called. Do you think people are scared off by the 7 second rule?
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe people have to warm up.
Maybe people don't want to be used as a prop. You can't really say much in 7 seconds.
Well, wait. Why don't we take one call, and people will see that it's not as harsh as they might think.
Yeah.
Okay. How about I give my best memory of the record fair?
Your best day at the record fair.
My best memory ever at the record
fair. But how can we cut you off after 7 seconds?
Evan just has to poke me, and I'll stop talking.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, and go.
Andy, it was the time that there was a guy standing on top of a drum kit, and you went up to him. He was about to fall off, and you said, "Brother, this is not the way."
Brother, this is not the way?
Yeah.
I was trying to talk him down.
You were talking him down off the drum kit.
Very excited. I think I remember that. Yeah. He was intimidating everybody.
He wasn't intimidating.
He was. People were scared to talk to him.
He was a rock and roller.
He was a rock and roller.
His band was holding the drum kit
up high.
And he was standing about, 10 feet above the ground.
Yeah.
And he was teetering and tottering.
That's entertainment. That's a great musician, Evan.
I don't have any sense to call, but... the thing is, I told all my friends to call, but there's a school basketball game today.
Yeah, they're not going to stop.
Students versus teachers.
Oh, students versus teachers. Oh, it sounds like you're missing a fun day.
It's 9-year-olds versus teachers?
No. There's some teachers are on the team. It's like the Harlem Wizards game.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people in Madison don't want to talk.
Lot of the teachers drink.
And Evan, who's the worst teacher in your school? Who's the
We don't. No. You can't say any names.
I do have an answer.
No. You do not have an answer for
that. What's his or her nickname?
No. Evan, we really don't say that. We really don't. Okay. Hey, we have some calls.
Oh, yay!
Unless Ken will tell us what DJ he thinks should be off the schedule.
Okay.
Ready?
Now, hold on. Let Uncle Ken put them on the air. Evan, your job is to hammer. Your job is to take them off the air. But wait till they start their story.
I know, Dad.
Hi, thanks for calling.
Rich in Arkansas, you're on the air.
Hi, Rich.
I can't believe I got through.
Thank you, Rich.
So, Rich, give us your best record fair memory in 7 seconds.
Rich, well, first, set it up. Well, we'll give you the clock hasn't started yet, Rich. What year did this story take place?
1992.
1992. So, were you living here, or did you come up from the south to shop?
Was it an FMU record fair? We have to limit it to.
Oh
that.
No! It could be any record fair.
Okay, it was a record fair at a like-minded radio station in Virginia.
Oh, fantastic! Okay, hold on, no. And we're going to start. We're going to start the timer. You have 7 seconds. So, do you want to pause now and collect your thoughts? Do you know how you want to tell the story?
I'm ready whenever Evan says.
Okay. We're going to say Evan's going to do the countdown, and then Evan, do you know what button to push at the end?
Two.
So, wait, hold on. And we're just going to say goodbye now because at the end of the 7 seconds, we won't have a chance to say goodbye.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
I've got 7 seconds just to let you know that I had the most amazing time at a record.
That was it?
Yes! You had to get to the topic. You know what
he didn't,
he
didn't even get started.
I think he made, he made a strategic error.
He did. Yeah. He had a 30-second intro in a 7-second window. Yeah, he made a strategic error.
Okay. Sheldon in Pottersville, you're on the air.
Hey, Sheldon, thanks for calling.
Hey, Andy. Hey, Danny. Evan.
Evan,
how are you guys?
Doing great. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I love you guys. You know that.
Your faith is what keeps us going through our darkest hour, isn't it, Kenny?
It is. We love you, Sheldon.
Okay, now, Sheldon, why don't you, we're going to let you set the stage a little bit before the clock starts. What year did this take place?
It was at the Metropolitan Pavilion. It's got to be 15 years ago.
You know what? I remember that locale, too, that venue, and I had some great times there, too. I can't wait to hear your story. Now, you're only going to have 7 seconds. Do you want to collect your thoughts first? Are you ready to go?
Oh, I've always had my thoughts collected, Andy.
Okay, so Evan's going to give you the countdown, and then we're going to say goodbye now, because at the end of the 7 seconds, Evan has no mercy. This is a zero-tolerance situation.
I know. He takes it after you, Andy.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so we're going to say thanks for calling, and Evan, we're turning it over to you.
3, 2, 1.
Metropolitan Pavilion, I don't know what year it was, but we were having too much fun on the loading dock, and Mr.
Oh, well.
You just need to get to the point.
Nobody has successfully told.
Evan, you're merciless.
Nobody's told a record fair story yet.
Nobody's gotten past setting the table.
Well, we haven't
had hors d'oeuvres yet or appetizers.
Then you need to get to the point.
I told a record fair story. I got mine out.
Yeah, you need to get to the point. You have to tell the table, and then you need to tell exactly what happened.
Yes, listen to Evan.
Okay.
Evan's an expert at telling 7-second stories.
I got it from this thing called Vine.
Okay, here we go.
This thing called Vine. The phone number here is 201-209-9368. WFMU Record Fair is coming up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Greenpoint, Brooklyn at the Brooklyn Expo Center. We're asking for people to tell their favorite Record Fair story in 7 seconds or less.
At the real Record Fair, we should point out that you'll have longer than 7 seconds to linger over the tables and to enjoy yourself.
So, yeah, you need to talk fast, really fast. You can't say, okay, so in this table...
Okay, I think I can... I actually had a great time at a record fair. I think I can tell it in 7 seconds.
Three.
Hold on, wait. Let me just collect myself.
Collect your thoughts.
Hold on, let me just get this together.
No preamble.
What was the name of the venue, Ken, in
Hoboken?
In Hoboken.
The Elks Lodge.
The Elks Lodge, right. That's where my first... Okay.
3, 2, 1.
It was my first record fair. I was looking for only one thing, the old Joey Heatherton TV series on VHS, and I found it at the last minute.
Boom.
You did it. Good job.
See? That's what you need.
Okay. Yeah. Well done, Andy.
The secret is preparation.
Yeah. Marcel in Brooklyn, you're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Marcel.
Hey, thanks for calling. You love the show.
Oh, I love it.
Now, Marcel, will you be at the record fair this weekend?
I will.
Oh, fantastic.
Volunteering and attending.
Oh, good. Okay. Will you be there all 3 days then?
I might be. There's things going on each day I want to see.
Hey, if you're there on Sunday, check out our table, Uncle Andy Toys.
I certainly will.
The guy working the table has Becky's phone number. She's the Uncle Andy toy spokesmodel.
The guy working the table, I know for a fact, hugged Becky, my spokesmodel, and so you can hug him.
Okay.
Say, give me one of them Becky hugs, and he'll recreate the hug.
Wonderful.
And so you're about to tell us a story in 7 seconds. What year did this take place?
It was last year.
Oh, fantastic. I heard only good things. I didn't make it out to Brooklyn. I've heard a good thing. Okay, Evan, we're gonna turn it over to you. Now we have to say goodbye now because Evan, we know you're the hammer. There's no time to say goodbye once we hand you the controls, right? So thanks for calling. I'm saying this in advance, and look forward to hearing your story.
Okay, you have three. Okay, ready? Three.
Yes.
Two. One.
Dave Despaz's reaction to Olivia Newton-John's performance.
Whoa, that was really good. You did it in 4 seconds.
But
wow, Marcel, well done.
Wait, so you stopped the clock at the end of his story?
Yeah.
You don't turn him off?
No. If he did it in 7 seconds, I have to congratulate him.
To linger.
Wow. Fantastic. Yeah, you got to linger. Thanks very much for calling.
Okay.
Thanks,
guys.
Marcel.
Evan, I think it has to. I think at 7 seconds, I think we have to say goodbye.
All right.
So let the clock run, even if he only used up 4 seconds. Maybe he'll use up the other 3 seconds. singing us show tunes. Maybe he'll tell us a little bit more about his life.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Who knows what they'll do with their extra time.
Phone number here is 201-209-9368. We are looking for your best record fair story to be told in 7 seconds or less. Karen in Sleepy Hollow, you're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you love the show?
Of course.
Oh, that means the world to us, doesn't it, Kenny?
It does.
Will you be at the record fair this weekend?
Oh, yeah. I volunteer every year.
Oh, good. Will you be there all 3 days?
No, just Saturday.
Okay, fantastic. Well, that's when they need you the most. I believe there's often the heaviest traffic on
Saturday. That is the busiest day.
Now, this story you're about to tell, is it a story of you as a volunteer or a story of you as a consumer?
A consumer.
Okay. And we're going to say goodbye now because we may not have a chance after your allotted time. And I'm going to hand you over to my son, Evan.
Hey, in 3, 2, 1.
I bought an autographed Edward Gorey book.
Okay. Thank you for coming.
Well done, Karen.
Woo!
So people are getting better at this.
Yes. But they're getting so good that they're not using up all their allotted time.
Yeah.
You need.
You could embellish it a little bit. You have three or four extra seconds.
Yeah. Okay. So. This thing, you can give more detail if you have 3 seconds left. You can say a whole sentence in 3 seconds.
You have the luxury of that second sentence.
Okay, are you ready, Evan?
Well, hold on, wait, not yet. We have to greet the person.
Yeah, Kurt, you're on the air.
Hey, Kurt, thanks for calling. You love the show?
I love the show.
Thanks, brother.
I got through.
Yeah, and what record fair would you like to tell us about?
I'm not sure when. It was about 10 years ago.
Okay. And do you have the story in your head ready to go?
I do.
Okay. I guess we're going to say goodbye now. We may not have a chance later. Thanks.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thanks for calling.
Bye, Kurt.
I'm going to hand you over. I'm going to hand the controls over to my ruthless 9-year-old son. Okay. No quarter given, right, Evan? 7 seconds and you're out.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. You're going to start in 3, 2, 1.
Another dealer came over to my table. She hard sold a Charl record to somebody else for me, and we ended up dating.
Okay, go.
Done.
That was great.
Wow.
Not a second to spare.
And that was kind of an elaborate story.
And that's doing
7.35 seconds.
You let him go over.
What? Dad,
because your heart was. Because he touched your heart.
No, Dad, because I can't touch it at exactly 7 seconds.
Oh, you were lagging. Now, that story had something for everyone. Do you remember that story that we just heard, Ken?
No, I didn't.
There was a girl came over to the table, and we started dating.
Yeah. I mean, a lot happens at every record fair. People are born. People die. People hook up.
Actually, every 6 seconds.
I always,
hold on.
Every 6 seconds, I think 4 people die and 12 people are born.
At the record fair.
Well, that was last year's record fair.
Yeah,
no, it's true.
Very dramatic.
We had a net gain of 8 people.
Yeah. Yeah, the hospital area in the back was very busy. It always is. The maternity ward, the abortion clinic, all around the clock.
No,
24 hour.
It's not an abortion clinic.
Hey, what do you need to do for the
Really, that's not the phrase we like.
There was a line around the block.
Fair. The farthest?
Second trimester over here. Third trimester, please, people. Please, just stand back here. This is a ticket holder's line only. That's my impression of the WFMU abortion.
You are exaggerating. At the Record Fair Abortion Clinic, we do no third trimester abortions. Oh, none.
It's a brave new policy.
Any other callers?
We're not monsters.
Any other callers?
Yes, we have a caller.
No, I believe what Ken ended, the policy change was they no longer do retroactive abortions. Okay. That was quite controversial.
No, of course no retroactive abortions.
Yeah, that's now.
That's your thing. Hey, by the way, how's your feminism going?
Oh, great, thanks. Hey, Evan, did you hear I'm a feminist?
What is that?
Well, that's a person that believes, don't laugh, okay?
Closer
it's a person that believes women should be paid and treated equal to men. I know. We'll talk in the car.
Evan, you got to get closer to the microphone.
But you have to say
so
that.
You're against sexism.
I'm against sexism, yes. I'm anti-sexism. That's
so you must
me.
Be you must be overjoyed with the big announcement today, Ted Cruz choosing Carly Fiorina.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
As his running mate?
As his running mate, yeah.
Is that going to work for him?
No.
Is that going to turn things around at all?
He's not going to be the nominee.
Dad, yeah. Remember the Ted Cruz Bad Lips. Read it.
Yeah, that was a funny web. Evan found a funny thing on the web of Ted Cruz.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody get this, Ken.
Ted Cruz is very, very funny.
Somebody get this. He's a senator from Texas, right?
Yep.
Deserves our respect, our admiration, right? He's an elected official. Somebody on the web was mocking him, right? You saw it, right, Evan?
I couldn't believe it.
Oh, that was funny. Yeah, I see. Now I get it. Now it was funny.
I think you're allowed to do that if you're funny.
Are you?
Yeah. No.
An elected official.
If it's funny. Yeah.
Wait, no, Dad. You can mock anybody. Dad, you can mock Donald Trump.
You can?
Yeah, Evan. What does your dad tell you?
He's a rich guy.
Evan, what does your dad?
He's not Bill Gates. He's close.
You don't mock rich guys, Evan. Never mock a rich man. Evan, because someday don't you aspire to be one of them?
And what, you're not allowed to be mocked?
Well, look, the name of our show is Two Rich White Guys. Who are we to mock Donald Trump?
It's Two Rich White Guys with One Enemy. That's the full name of the show.
Come on, Ken. Wait, hold on.
Donald Trump has over a million enemies.
He's acquired a lot of enemies.
Canada is his enemy.
Okay, Evan, hold on. Ken.
Yeah.
Isn't that a great name?
I will change our show title to that for at least a week.
Oh,
when I get off the
air. You coward.
Oh, come on. We called the show The Happiness Hut.
Maybe at the record fair, maybe you can find a spine at the record fair. You can buy yourself a spine.
Maybe a used one.
A used spine.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy a brand new one.
Well, I know they're selling it at the abortion clinic.
Yeah, can you put that closer in the middle?
Yeah, I'll put that closer in the middle. Hey, we have some calls. So
we don't call it an abortion clinic.
I know.
We call it the vacuum center.
It's the little old spine shop. 201-209-9368. It's
okay.
A stem cell shop.
Lucas in Perrywood, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, Lucas.
What's up? It's Paraguay, by the way.
Paraguay?
Paraguay, yeah. South
Paraguay?
America. Wow.
There's a country called Paraguay.
Yeah.
Right. I'm listening to you over the radio.
In Paraguay.
Now,
wow.
What do you see out your window right now? Describe the scene.
I see a brick wall.
He's in Paraguay, all right. They love them brick walls.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed.
Bring that wall down.
You're next to Uruguay.
You can't say that.
They apparently have freedom of speech in Paraguay also.
Oh, yeah. You don't have that in the...
Well, no. we don't have that here.
If he's allowed to say that, I can tell you the name of my game.
We have the First Amendment.
Yeah, we have the First Amendment, but we don't have the First Amendment in this room, Evan.
Yeah, First Amendment doesn't apply to radio.
You see that door right there, Evan? That's where the First Amendment stops.
That's right.
The First Amendment is a little too hefty to get through that door.
Okay, right. Well, Lucas in Paraguay.
Lucas, yeah. So you actually, did you attend an FMU record fair?
No, never, but I did attend a record fair here in Asunción.
Oh, I'd like to hear about it. Unfortunately, we only have 7 seconds. Can you tell us your story in 7 seconds?
So,
first off, before we begin, this is our only chance to say goodbye and thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling all the way from Paraguay.
Okay, yeah. And Evan,
okay.
Are you gonna hang up on them or do you want Uncle Ken to?
You can.
Okay.
I'll just hit you when.
Yeah. I'll look at the timer.
No. I like this method.
No,
I like this system.
I'm gonna hit Andy.
Okay.
You can see.
You hit me. I'll hit Ken, and Ken will hang up.
Yeah. That'll take another 7 seconds.
No, it won't. Okay. Here we go. Ready?
Ready.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Okay, so I was in Paraguay at a record fair, and I found Plantasia by Moore Garson, which is, like, the best album ever.
Okay, go!
Done! Well done, Lucas in Paraguay.
Yeah, you did it!
The only little note I'd have, Evan, is I think you say 3, 2, 1, go. I think they need to hear a go.
Yeah.
So 3, 2, 1, go. And then as you say go, you hit the start button.
And I believe Evan's mom is on the phone.
Oh, this is a return call from mom. How we doing there, Beth?
I think Beth hung up in disgust.
Oh, that's...
She was
calling to scold you about abortion jokes, Andy.
Not enough of them?
Yeah, not enough.
I'll do what I can. Honey, we only have an hour.
You know why? Because she's not a rich white man.
Yeah, she's not a rich white man. Oh, yeah. That is a problem with that title for the show. It might be limiting us only to rich white men.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think it through.
Why don't I just change it to racist?
No, that's too racist with one enemy. All right. Okay, we have to give the phone number out again, Evan. 201-209-9368.
And we're talking about the record fair because the new one's coming up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Brooklyn Expo Center, 79 Franklin Street in Greenpoint.
Now, it's 3 days, Ken. I'm going to go through the calendar very quickly.
Okay.
Tell me the high point, what people might find at the record fair on Friday.
Well, Friday afternoon is early admission from 4 to 7 p.m. You can pay $25 to get in for the entire weekend and get first crack at the records. That's early admission Friday afternoon.
Wow, fantastic. Okay, and then Saturday, what's special about Saturday?
Saturday is the first full day of the fair. About four or five live bands performing on Saturday.
Are there any that I've ever heard of?
The Moles and R.L. Boyce and Colleen Green. You're a big fan of Colleen Green.
They're so good, Andy's never heard of them.
Yeah.
That's a mark of quality.
And also Saturday, a whole bunch of great documentaries, including the WFMU documentary.
Oh, I love it.
And the San Diego Music Underground documentary.
You don't have to show up.
Let me read this note from Andy's wife. It says... no more abortion jokes in front of her son, Beth.
Oh, see, I'm glad she signed it. I didn't know who it was from.
And also, no pens at the desk.
No pens? I guess I'm making noise with the pen?
Yeah, you're making too much noise with the pens. But mostly, Beth's note to you is that you should, you Andy, no, this is going towards you Andy.
Yeah.
You can make them all you want.
Andy, you should make... Do not make any more abortion jokes in front of her son, Evan.
Yeah.
Love, Beth.
Wait, did she call, the front office?
Yeah, she called and spoke to Nick the Bard, our call screener.
I feel like, Evan, I just got called to Mr. Post, the principal's office.
Oh, is that Mr. Is that your principal? Like Evan, is Mr. Post the principal?
Yeah.
Is he fair?
He's the nicest guy ever.
Is he the hard guy though?
No. He's not. No, he's not a disciplinarian. Yeah,
is he the who's the vice principal? That's the guy who really gets you in trouble, right?
No.
No.
Nobody gets in trouble. It's a nice school.
No
right,
way.
Evan?
No way.
Well, there's a few people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a few people.
Name,
like who? No. Name some names.
We are not naming names.
Fine.
No, Evan, we're not naming names.
Okay, ask you this.
No, Uncle Ken's trying to get you in big trouble.
Evan, who's your favorite teacher in the school?
No, you can't say that because you have to say your teacher. You have to say your teacher.
No, really.
You have
my
to.
Teachers.
Yeah, all of his teachers.
Oh,
Uncle Ken is trying to get us in big
trouble. No, I'm not. I'm just trying to find out who, you know, who's connecting with young Evan.
I don't want to get a...
What teacher?
Yeah, you don't want to get in trouble. Evan, whenever Ken is embarrasses you or asks you a tough question, just make an abortion joke. Oh, wait, no, hold on. You can't do that either. Hold on, let me reread this note from Mommy. No, apparently that's off limits, too.
No, make a retroactive abortion joke.
No.
We can't win, buddy.
I'm just going to talk about your Kickstarter.
No, you can't talk about Kickstarter. That'll get you in trouble, too. You're not allowed to plug a...
Well, we're out of calls. We're looking for record fair stories.
How can we be out of calls? How can no one want to join this?
Record fair stories.
For seven seconds.
In 7 seconds or less, the phone number is 201-209-9368. We're here with Evan Breckman.
Wait, hold on, Evan. Evan, wait. You got it. Hold on.
We're here with... I was done. We're here with Evan Breckman and Andy Breckman.
Come on. It would be a great show.
What would be a great show, Evan?
With
my grandson, Miles?
Yes.
It would be cute because he only knows a few words, so that would be very funny.
Oh, I've met Miles.
He's the cutest.
Yeah. How old is he now?
He's almost two.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow. So he's kind of talking already, right?
Yeah.
And what were his first words, Evan?
I think he's like daddy or something.
Daddy.
Dada.
Yeah.
Yep, but now he can go around the whole Passover table and say many of the names.
Oh, happy Pesach, by the way.
Thanks. Where were you Passover?
in church.
You know, I asked Beth if I could invite you and Hank.
Yeah.
And you know what she said?
What did she say?
She said, I can't because we had the perfect number of people at our table. And if we invite, it wasn't anything personal.
No, of course
not. But if we
not.
Invited anyone else, if we added even one more person, we wouldn't have enough matching plates and glasses. And we'd have to rent. We'd have to rent glasses and plates for everyone else.
Right.
And we'd have to rent more furniture to extend the table.
Right.
So that invitation would have cost us thousands of dollars.
Yeah. So Beth's going to be
we
thrilled.
We had to weigh that.
Beth is going to be thrilled by the fact that you just told that story over the air.
But there was
what's that?
Wait, that's
because
that's,
it makes.
Oh, that's mommy.
because
well, what, Evan. Hey, Evan, where do you want to sleep tonight?
You guys.
There's
can
a
sleep.
Great. There's a great Best Western.
You guys can sleep at my place.
Yeah, I think we'll. I think we'll have to. We'll just sit up all night, milkshakes and abortion jokes.
That is such a sad story because my wife and I were so looking
forward
to a Passover Seder.
I know you were just cruising around waiting to be invited.
Well, not cruising exactly.
Do we have a call?
I'm scared to pick it up.
We were driving around Jewish neighborhoods.
waiting for them to open the door for Elijah.
Just saying, Seder.
Hey, we're not Elijah, but we'd love to come.
Seder.
Okay, here we
are. Seder. Okay, Evan, your mom is on the air.
Oh, no.
Andy Breckman. Oh, my God. Andy!
I'm not.
Kim and Hank were invited to Passover.
They were invited.
And I said I would be happy. And I asked you five
know.
Times
that's true.
To invite Kim and Hank to Passover.
I missed
Beth, you want to know what happened?
He never. I would have been happy
Beth,
to do
he
that.
He never passed on the invitation to us.
I passed over.
We would have come. He'd never.
Dad,
okay, that is. Hold on, Evan.
He didn't invite us.
You know I talked to you about
Hank
this.
Hank and I were driving around. We were driving around Crown Heights yelling, Seder. Seder.
Two empty chairs.
It is true. I have to admit, it is true. I would have, I couldn't, I had 16 plates, and I would have had to, like, figure out, like, how to, but I would have definitely, and I've asked Andy
He never invited us.
Honey, no one cares. It doesn't matter.
He never invited
Sweetheart,
us.
He has no feelings. He doesn't have, he's not hurt. Honey, it's okay. We'll invite him.
Oh, my God. Tell that to Rabbi Kanelsky in Crown Heights.
No more. Luckily, I only had I had six of those jokes going in. I told them all. Okay. I love you, honey.
Okay.
I love you, honey. Maybe you have some feelings toward me.
Bye, Beth.
Bye.
Do we have any other calls?
No, that's it.
Yeah.
Half our calls tonight was Mom yelling at me.
The phone number here is 201-209-9368.
We're desperate.
Yeah, we are desperate.
Yeah, we are desperate. Here, sit closer, Ev.
We only had like five calls.
Evan, you got to get your mouth closer.
Yeah, we've only had five calls.
Andy has to get further away from the mic, and Evan needs to get closer to the mic.
So on average, Evan and I are doing perfectly.
No, this is sounding better now. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on.
Evan, how can you get people to call?
Evan, when your mom yells at your dad, what does she say?
Well, usually she tells us to leave the room, but sometimes.
And then you know what I do?
What?
I leave the room with them. That's my plan. I stay with the kids. Kids don't leave me.
Evan, how does she ask you to leave the room? How does she put it?
She doesn't ask me. I just leave.
Yeah.
Oh, you get it. You just understand that you are not wanted there anymore.
Yes.
So well, she doesn't say like, "Can I have the room?"
Every family's different. I don't deny that Beth and I disagree sometimes. Now when Ken and his wife disagree, they also disagree.
You, it's never you.
I know. I'm a rock. Nothing riles me.
Yeah. No, when my wife and I disagree,
it's just like us. Except we keep our clothes on.
Wait, do we have?
I was going to say that
you fight naked.
No, we put our clothes on when we disagree.
Yeah,
honey, that's just how angry we get.
Get your clothes on. There's a few words I want to share with you.
All right, so
wait, didn't we have a marital advisor once suggest only fight naked? If you're gonna have a fight with your wife, wasn't that somebody that called in once?
I don't remember that. That sounds like something you must have gotten out of couples therapy.
We go actually
I know
on
you're
to
very
topic.
Experienced at couples therapy.
I can't deny topic. I've been there.
Hey, I can't. Evan, what do you say?
Can we go on to the topic?
Thank you, Evan.
The topic.
There's one professional here.
Evan, what is the topic?
Seven stories about the record fair.
Right.
Yeah.
Stories about the WFMU record fair or any other record fair that
you
can
have
be
any
told
other
in seven. I do have a story.
Right. Okay, can you tell it in 7 seconds? Hold on. Let me just suggest this, guys. Maybe people are reluctant to call. Well, I guess there's a lot of reasons that they're reluctant to call, but maybe one reason is the 7-second rule.
Maybe.
Do you want to extend it to 10 seconds?
Sure.
Okay.
Would that, okay. So we're changing the rule. We're
this is going to make all the difference.
Yeah. Right? Where the leash is a little bit longer. Okay. You have 3 extra seconds because we have hearts, right?
Yeah.
We listen to you.
All we need is for you guys to call.
All we need is for you to call and tell us a story about your best day at a record fair.
We're so desperate we're changing the topic.
201-209-9368. We want to hear a positive record fair story from you. And Uncle Ken, you have another one?
I do have a record fair story.
Okay, you have 10 seconds.
Have there ever been celebrities walking into the... Hold on, Evan. Hold on, Evan. Have there ever been... Hit pause, buddy. Ever been celebrities walking in?
Yes, we've had many celebrities. Holly Hunter.
Wait, what? Hold on. You've had Holly Hunter.
Holly Hunter was there. Matt Dillon.
Hold on, wait. Matt Dillon.
Yeah.
Something About Mary. Matt Dillon.
Yep. Liza Minnelli's husband who died.
The guy who just died.
David Guest, right? Was that his name?
Yeah.
He used to go all the time. He was a record collector.
But that didn't kill him. He died of other things.
Tom Verlaine. No, the record fair didn't kill him.
No.
He died many years later. I don't think anybody could possibly pin it on us. Okay. I don't think there's anything, you know.
What's Holly Hunter like?
Yeah.
She was grooving. She was flipping through a crate of records, and she was grooving to the music.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have the story?
That sounds just
or
like
do
her.
We have a caller?
No, we don't have a caller, so I can tell.
I know, Evan.
Give me the countdown. Welcome to our world, Evan.
This is us every week. We just wait for Beth to call and yell at me. 201-209-9368. 209-9368. Come on, my son came all the way here. He could have been at the big basketball game.
No,
right?
No, because it was sold out like 2 days ago.
Oh, it was sold out?
Oh, yeah, but didn't your dad tell you how to sneak in? Didn't your dad tell you about setting up commando squads?
It's so easy. You pull the fire alarm.
With you and
First
your buddies?
Off, you dress like a fireman. You pull the fire alarm. You red the fire truck. You pull up in the fire truck. You go running in carrying a big hose. You're in, baby.
That's a little bit more elaborate than I would, than I think is
it's
necessary.
It's how I get into the record fair, too.
Yeah?
I dress like a fireman.
What if we just punch a guy with a ticket?
Yeah.
Do we have a caller?
That call needs to be screened.
Nick is going to see if he's...
Nick the Bard's our call screener.
Nick is going to see if his 10-second story is interesting enough.
Oh, and
us.
Our producer, Veronica, by the way, is the person who booked all the great movies at the record fair.
Do we have a caller?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Do we have a caller?
So we do not.
She's
do
too
not.
Timing. She's too timing on us. No. Oh, Nick did not...
Yeah, Nick is rejecting.
Nick did not he's accept rejecting the call.
People. Yeah.
Nick
is the unsung hero of this operation.
Is Nick rejecting Beth?
Is what?
No, he's not rejecting Beth.
No.
201-209-9368. No one dare say no to your mom. I tried it once. Wasn't pretty.
Evan, who do you like more, your mom or your dad?
I'm not telling. That's right.
Ken, which DJ... do you think it doesn't belong on the schedule anymore?
DJ Ice Pack.
Okay, maybe.
Fired his ass.
Annie Beckman
no,
is
no, no,
not.
No, no, current DJ. Yeah.
Annie Beckman is not on the very bottom. Come on.
No, he's not. Yeah. Absolutely not.
Hey, is there still the DJ, rate a DJ?
It's still up.
Rate a DJ or rate the DJ?
I can't remember.
Rate my DJ?
Rate my DJ.
Rate my DJ.
It's still up.
I haven't exactly been maintaining it. Call if you want a free game from Andy.
But have you been steering people toward it? Is there a link?
There are links to it. Yeah, there's a link to it on the WFMU homepage.
All right, we got to get some more calls just because Evan's here and he loves doing it. But if you've been to a record fair, if you have a positive memory of an FMU record fair, maybe no one does, Ken. Maybe the bar is too high.
No, people
we're
have lots
for
of
positive memories.
People have tons of positive
any
memories.
Any memory.
Yeah, it no longer has to be positive. If you've been to an FMU record fair and you recall anything that happened,
could that be a call?
Please give us a call at 201-209-9368. Or how about this? We should keep widening the net. If you have a friend who's been to the record fair and has told you about his experience, please call and relate that. Or if you've ever imagined what being at the record fair would be like, we'd like to hear about that, right?
Or if you have a fake imaginary story, like a fan fiction story about...
fan fiction story about the record fair.
That's what we need. We need record fair fan fiction.
Yes, in 10 seconds. Okay, so it's not your favorite, it's not your best moment that actually occurred. It's what your fantasy moment at the record fair would be.
Oh, yeah, wait, if you can call us up and give us some record fair fan fiction,
okay,
can go on for a minute.
No, I'm ready to go. I have a 10-second fan fiction.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Evan. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, do you have a Joey Heatherton's old TV show? Wait, hold on. Look over there. Look at that woman. It's really Joey Heatherton.
There's some fan fiction.
Wait, do we have a caller?
We have a caller. It's Aaron in Minnesota.
Is it anyone I've ever been married to?
It's Aaron in Minnesota, and he probably has 7 seconds prepared because he uses a text-to-speech device to call in.
Oh, okay.
Hello, Aaron. You're on the air. Start the count now.
Okay. Wait, what?
Hi, Aaron.
I think the new topic for the rest of the show should be best Passover stories for 7 seconds.
Oh, that would be a good one.
All right. Thank you, Aaron.
He suggested a slightly different topic.
Best Passover stories in 7 seconds. And Mary in Maryland, you're on the air.
Hi,
Mary.
There. Yeah, I have a quick story about WFMU Record Fair.
Okay.
I don't know how time go.
You have 10 seconds.
Okay, hold on. Wait. We're giving you 10 seconds. But before you begin, we want to say thank you for calling and goodbye.
Absolutely.
Okay. And what year did this take place?
Many years ago. 10 years ago.
Okay. Oh, I think I remember you. It was about 10 years ago, right?
Yeah.
At the record fair, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Oh, yeah, I've been thinking about you. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Evan, I'm going to hand you over to my son, Evan, the hammer.
Okay.
Okay, it starts in 3, 2, 1.
Go.
I was at the WFMU record fair, and a record dealer was coming through the stacks. He said I was very strangely attractive, and he made me a...
Oh, I did not want to hang up on that call.
I know.
He made me what?
I know. We'll never know.
Oh, that was so frustrating.
I gave her one extra second.
We even gave her an extension.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, we'll never. What do you think he gave her?
He gave her a free record. I think he gave her a free record.
Did she say he made me or he gave me?
Oh no, he made me. Yeah.
He made me
an origami,
a scarf. Chicks love scarves, pretty hats. Chicks love pretty hats.
I don't know. I don't think it was anything like that.
He made me get an abortion?
No.
No.
He made me.
Ken, why did you say that in my voice?
No, that
not
was
cool,
you.
Man.
That was you.
No,
Andy.
That was you doing an impression of me.
That was another Andy Breckman abortion joke.
No.
It was one of them third trimester abortion jokes, by the way, in case
Hello.
You're wondering.
Morristown, Best Western. Yeah, I'm looking for a room for the night for me and my son.
You know what you should do?
Yeah. Okay.
Evan, we
have a full phone bank. Evan, we don't have time. We got to go.
Bob in Boston, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for calling. You love the show.
Yeah, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks for calling.
Hey, listen, I think, Ken, you have to give Evan a show at this point. I love Evan. Everybody loves Evan.
Who
Evan's
wouldn't love
the best.
Love Evan's jokes.
He's the most professional and the funniest and the most likable of us all.
Can you just ask Evan to tell a joke before I tell my story?
Evan, you got a joke?
No.
Okay, no joke. Sorry.
No.
All right. So I want to tell you about the time at the last record fair.
Hold on.
Terry T was there.
Oh, wait, hang on a second. Okay. Evan's going to say 3, 2, 1, go.
You have to say 3, 2, 1, and then go, Evan. And don't hit start till you say go. Okay, ready? Here we go.
3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, so I was at the record fair, I don't know how many years ago it was, with Terry T was there doing her show. So I guess on a Sunday.
Oh well, we'll never know what happened.
Well, we know Terry T was involved.
Terry T was on the air.
Who is he?
Terry T is a woman.
Terry T did a great show on Saturday,
and she used to do a show live from the record fair.
Yeah,
and it sounds like something very interesting happened. Something entertaining.
Wait, it was 9 seconds.
And 9.99.
Oh, 9.99.
Well, I don't think that extra hundredth of a second would have made a difference. But now here we are with no calls because we're being so strict.
You want to make it up to 20?
20 seconds?
No, 15.
15 seconds? Well, that just goes on and on.
I just want to
shoot myself.
For 15 seconds.
No, you know what you should do?
Evan, you have no idea. A 15 second call from these people. It feels like an eternity. It feels like an hour.
These people. What do you mean by these people?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right, Ken. Our listeners.
You don't even have to say at the records fair. Just.
No, Evan. Wait, have a seat, buddy.
Okay.
Maybe there's time. Evan, hold on. Maybe there's time for one more. It'd be nice to end the show with one more. And Ken would like to hear some record fair fan fiction.
Yeah.
Something you imagine might happen at the record fair.
Do you have any?
Well, your dad just did a Joey Heatherton fan fiction.
Uh-huh. I know Ken's fan fiction is. Hey Ken, we just did the count for Friday, Saturday. We've had 450,000 people through the door. Isn't that your fan fiction, Ken?
Yeah, that's my fantasy, my record fair fantasy fiction.
Yeah.
Yeah, 450,000 people came today. WFMU will never have financial problems ever again.
And also,
let's put our clothes on.
And also, please.
Abortion for everyone.
And also, listen to Evan Reckman's show, One Not So Rich White Man.
Yeah, one white man who gets a $3 allowance.
Oh, my God, Evan, do you get $3 a week?
Yeah, he gets his grade.
What day does your
Saturday.
Dad...
Saturday.
Every Saturday, your dad gives you three $1 bills?
And it goes into the bank directly. It's direct payment.
What?
Direct payment.
Oh, man, Evan...
So he's not tempted to blow it on comic books.
Oh, come on, Evan. You got to start getting the $3 allowance in cash. This is outrageous that your dad's putting it in your bank account for you.
I'm learning a lot about parenthood on this hour.
$3 in cash, Evan, this Saturday. Promise me you will demand payment in cash.
Wait, if I demand payment in cash, then they'll have to stop the bank thing. And also, that's probably...
Here's what you do, Evan. You take the $3, you keep a dollar, you put $2 in the bank.
And
you
have a dollar.
You'd have a dollar to spend on something.
Actually, Evan makes extra money. He did great with a lemonade stand last week.
No, Dad, last week was all going to charity.
Oh, yeah, we had to give it to charity. Because Mom was there. Ladies and gentlemen?
No, I was helping Justin for a school program.
I was a school program. Hey, Evan, listen, you've been great. It's been so much fun having you with
me.
Okay,
bye. Bye, Evan.
Man, that's my attitude.
Yeah, great job, Evan.
Do you think we made the record fair sound more enticing?
I think we did. Micah is filling in for Do It For Me tonight, music for Mind Control tonight.
Yes.
Micah, all right. And the record fair is coming up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at...
And you'll be there all 3 days, right?
I will be.
People can come up to you anytime and take a picture with you?
They can?
Yeah. Just find Ken. Just say, can I take a picture?
And how
Ken loves it.
Yeah, how come I'm not hearing any... I'm not getting any audio at all. Fantastic. Yeah, okay. Is this why? That's why. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org and in Rockland County at 91.9 FMC at the Record Fair. And stay tuned for Music for Mind Control with Micah.
Beware of bearded faces that you'll find. A bearded face can hide an evil mind. Oh, be careful what you say.
Saint Germain has given us the supply mantra. It is extremely timely considering the United States budget problems. The 5-minute recitation of this mantra is something that the Ascended Masters have asked us to do it once a day. The mantra is, I am, I am, I am the resurrection and the life of my finances and the U.S. economy. We give that 3 times and then say, now made manifest in my hands and use today. Together. I am, I am, I am the resurrection and the life of my finances and the U.S. economy. I am, I am, I am the resurrection and the life of my finances and the U.S. economy. I am, I am, I am the resurrection and the life of my finances and the U.S. economy. Now made manifest in my hands and used today. I am, I am, I am the resurrection and the life of my finances and the U.S. economy. I am the resurrection and the life of my finances and the U.S. economy. I am the resurrection and the life of my finances and the U.S. economy. Now made manifest in my hands and used today. I am the resurrection and the life of my finances and the U.S. economy. I am the resurrection and the life of my finances and the U.S. economy. I am the resurrection and the life of my finances and the U.S. economy. Now made manifest in my hands and used today. I am the resurrection and the life of my finances and the U.S. economy. I am the resurrection and the life of my finances and the U.S. economy. I am the resurrection and the life of my finances and the U.S. economy. Now made manifest in my hands and used today. I am the resurrection and the life of my finances and the U.S. economy. I am the resurrection and the life of my finances and the U.S. economy. I am the resurrection and the life of my finances and the U.S. economy. Now made manifest in my hands and used today. I am the resurrection and the life of my finances and the U.S. economy. I am the resurrection and the life of my finances and the U.S. economy. Now made manifest in my hands and used today. I am the resurrection and the life of my finances and the U.S. economy. I am the resurrection and the life of my finances and the U.S. economy. I am the resurrection and the life of my finances and the U.S. economy. Now made manifest in my hands and used today. I am the resurrection and the life of my finances and the U.S. economy. I am the resurrection and the life of my finances and the U.S. economy.
Violet flame, now blaze and blaze and blaze. Come, violet flame, to raise and raise and raise. The earth and all thereon, the earth and all thereon, the earth and all thereon. Come, violet flame, now raise and raise and raise. Come, violet flame, to blaze and blaze and blaze. The plants and elemental creatures. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. I am that I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. Light set me free. Light set me free. Light set me free. Light I am. Light I am. Light I am. I am. I am. Like a man. Like a man. Like a man. Command a man. Light demand. Light demand. Light demand. 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 Light expand. Light expand. Light expand. 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 Light I am, light I am, light I am, I am, I am. Light set me free, light set me free. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires, I am that I am. I am that I am, I am that I am, I am that I am. Here and now I take my vow to be thyself. Oh, be thyself as God in me, I see thyself as God in me. A flame to keep, a flame to know, this is the life that I would know I am. That I am, oh God, I am that I am, I am that I am, I am that I am. Violet flame, come forth. Violet flame, come forth. I command, I am, I am. Seal me now in violet flame. Saint Germain, seal me now in violet flame. Fiery purple heart of Saint Germain. Command all light free. Set the captives free. Set the captives free. Set the captives free. Now and for eternity, God, victory, faith, hope, and charity, come forth. Threefold light within my heart. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, speak thy word, I would hear it. Oh, God, I am. God, I am. God, I am free. I am free, O God. Come and be in me thyself. Thyself in God, in love, I am thy life, thy truth, thy way. Lord of life, I would be the fullness of thyself in form and formlessness. blaze thy violet flame through me. Freedom flame, I would see to set the captives free. Set the captives free, O God, expand. Expand throughout the earth, expand throughout the land, expand throughout the galaxies, oh. Blaze and sweep and burn, consume the cause and core, make darkness into light. Flame of Holy Spirit, enter now my temple. Sacred fire, burn and blaze, sacred fire, burn and blaze. Consume, consume the cause and core, in every plane of being, let darkness be all light, let darkness be all light. Let darkness be all light. In the name of the Christ, in the name of the I am that I am, I call it forth, and I accept it done this hour in full power. I am that I am. I am that I am. Amen. 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 Oh, oh, oh. Light, I am free. Light, I am free. Light, I am free. Joy expand to every heart, joy expand. I am in every heart the violet flame. I move in thee, I live in thee, I am free in thee, everywhere, now and for eternity. I am a violet flame, I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. It is done, it is finished, it is sealed, I am healed, it is done, it is finished, it is sealed, I am healed, I am whole, I am one, I am love. Alpha and Omega, Alpha and Omega.
Greetings, greetings, Radioland. This is Micah filling in for Sue Braun tonight. Doing some mind control music. For those of you who have never heard my show, I play music from a audio database that I have been developing over the past few years of music made by religious cults, new religious movements, and individuals of an inspired or a divine nature. So this is something that I normally do on my show, which is on Friday mornings around 7 a.m. I do the Mind Control Hour. But a little bit of a prime time special here on a Wednesday evening. So we just heard Elizabeth Clare Prophet from the Church of the Universal and Triumphant, which I'm sure many FMU